Three, two, one. We are back. It is July 6th. We've got a couple special guests on here, and it's off-season pod time. What's going on, gentlemen?
Let's go. I think we should start. You probably don't have pulled up real quick the audio from last year's off-season pod, but I made a bold prediction.
Oh, you did?
I shared it with Johnny.
Yeah, it was that the Panthers were going to get Bryce Young with the number one overall pick.
Well, we took a funny way to get there, but we got there.
But we did. That's us doing our homework and going back and finding those takes.
That's studying the film. That's getting after it. We've got a special guest, hopefully more reoccurring guest, Connor Gonnett.
Yeah.
To the off-season pod.
I'm excited to be back and excited to listen to every pod this year. I don't think I listened in one time last year out of
what the fuck?
Pure spite. But this is a year of good vibes.
All right, just kick him out then.
No, he's in. Okay, so one question before we really get into it. If this is leading into our fifth season of the podcast, is this technically season 5, episode 1?
This is our fifth season of doing it?
Yep. 19, 20, 21, 22. This is 23.
And then this is the start of, whoa. Yeah. That's
that'll make you feel old.
Talk about amount of college time right there.
Yeah. We've been doing the podcast longer than we were in college.
Some of us.
Connor and I have been doing the podcast longer than we've been in college.
Yep. Never forget, first podcast, Austin, Texas.
That's right. Live pod.
First live pod.
We need to get back to that. Now we're even more accessible. So
yeah, let's go back out to Texas.
I love it.
I just did a Google of podcasts that were canceled before the fifth season.
Oh yeah, Kelly Keegs, eat shit.
Tell you what, there's a lot of notable names out there, but this one's still running.
We're still kicking.
What are some others?
A couple NPR ones, a couple TED Talk ones. Mm. Pardon My Take.
Marshall Van Talk.
One episode. I figured we would just, you know, any thoughts on NBA draft, the NHL draft? I thought about calling Bradford, but time got away from us. Champions in the other two big sports.
I'll kick things off. I don't have any thoughts on the NHL draft. Just start there.
Okay. There was no Connor McDavid this year. Maybe there was. I don't really know.
Did the Dallas Stars win the Stanley Cup?
Don't think they were in the finals. It was Panthers versus Vegas.
Oh, Vegas won.
Vegas Knights.
Vegas Golden Knights won. That's right.
So the Panthers just came and whooped all the Eastern Conference teams, including the Hurricanes.
Tough scene.
And then they just got their butts kicked against Vegas. It was kind of a poor showing. Kind of the same for Miami. The Heat were like gangbusters in the East. And then obviously the Nuggets were a good team.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I do want to talk about something, though, related to the NBA draft. So we have Brandon Miller, who's, you know, feeling his way out. Now, hasn't looked great so far. But
he's fouling.
I just want to talk about the fouls.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
In summer league, you get 10 fouls.
And I didn't know that. I'm glad.
This is all I want to talk about. I tried to talk to Sam about this last night, and she's like, I don't give a shit. But you get 10 fouls in summer league, and he somehow fouled out.
In summer league, I think – summer league like tests out different rules they want to try in the league, and I don't know if that's a rule. I would put 10 fouls in the NBA if I was a NBA player. I would love to have that. You never foul out of a game, probably.
Yeah, I don't think that could work though, because then you just have people hacking the shit out of other people. 10 fouls is almost double the amount of current fouls allowed.
Yeah.
But those stat lines, like, you know, I think I was like
6 points, eight fouls.
Malaise post 4th of July, looking at these stat lines, I was like, wait, did he have a triple double, or is that like turnovers and fouls? Like, anyway.
Yeah, can you get a double double with fouls?
If you fouled out in summer league, you could. That'd be so sick.
10 points, 10 fouls.
You can get a triple double, or you can get a quadruple. If you went for points,
you get a centuple,
and then foul out,
and blocks, like, and rebounds, and assists.
Yeah, that seems a little less.
That I think it's funny, and I also think that they should add 10 fouls into the NBA. I think that'd be a good time.
Maybe they could.
Tony Snell would crush it.
Oh, he would. Maybe they could do it in their little midseason tournament that they're doing.
That'll be a cool one. Let's try to jump into a little bit of That was the default. Let's jump into a little fantasy talk.
Yeah,
let's start with our favorite game. Where are they now? I've got a couple guys written down. This is mostly a test for Ben, because I know Connor's been doing the mocks. He's very aware of where everybody's landed. But I've got three guys written down. Connor might have an extra one, a bonus one for you. One of the guys that I'm not naming. Okay. I'm going to start with a layup, okay? Where is DJ Chark? I feel like we do him almost every year now.
He's on the Panthers.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
And just follow that up. Where's Adam Thielen now? One of our favorite guys in this league.
He's on the Vikings.
Yeah. No.
He's on the Panthers.
All right. This one might be tough. Where's Allen Robinson, former teammate of DJ Chark? I'm not 100% sure if they were ever teammates, but
they had
played on the Jags.
All right, hold on. Can I think this one out loud for a second? So Allen Robinson's been cursed by awful quarterbacks. So he had Bortles. He had
– not an awful quarterback, but –
he had Trubisky. He had
– not an awful quarterback.
Okay. fuck off. He had – did he have – was he on the Rams for a little bit? No, he's on the Rams last year with Stafford, not an awful quarterback. And then
– but injured.
Oh, God. I have no fucking – is he on the Texans?
Nah, good guess. He is on the do you want to go for it, Connor?
The Colts.
I know that one of those quarterbacks we named is also one of those quarterbacks again.
Oh, he's on the Lions. Yeah.
No, he's on the Steelers. He's
Trubisky.
And Mitch Trubisky is not his quarterback. Kenny Pickett is going to start and play the whole season.
Allen Robinson on the Steelers. That would have been probably the last team I guessed.
Yeah. He probably won't have a big fantasy relevance this year either. Just if you were thinking about drafting him.
I wasn't.
I kind of like the Steelers. I don't think their offense will be like super high powered, but just in general, I don't think they'll be last in their division, and I think they make the playoffs. So those are going to be my first two bold predictions.
The division's really good. I heard somebody gassing up the Browns today. And like and the other two teams are the Ravens and the Bengals, like that.
Yep. I think that the Browns probably finished last in that division. I don't think Deshaun figures it out. I think he had trouble in Cleveland before he was on the team. I think he'd had games up there. The wind just fucked him up. And I don't think he's going to be able to figure it out. Connor, what do you think on that take that the Browns are going to be last in their division?
I mean, Deshaun will make sure they finish. That's for sure. That's why they finish the last.
You think they'll finish on the back or maybe finish on the front?
They're in three or four. We'll go with that.
Okay.
Did you see him lean into the side like that? And you're like, hey, I think he's got something to say.
All right, last one. We mentioned him earlier. Do you know where Brandon Cooks is? He's also a big time traveler.
I have no fucking clue.
Hold on.
Connor, do you know?
I know. I know where he's at.
Give me a conference.
He's in the NFC.
Okay, cool. Vikings.
Nope.
No, stupid guess. is he on the Saints?
Nah, that would have been a good guess. He used to play for the Saints.
He was on the Saints. Is he on? I get two more guesses. Hold on. Is he on the Commanders?
No, but you're in the right division.
Close.
Giants.
No, sorry, bud. he's
on the
Cowboy.
Eagles? Oh, God.
He's a Cowboy.
Shockingly.
You're going to go through the whole division.
Shockingly, he's played for none of those teams you named, I think.
He played
for the Saints.
He was good on the Saints.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he started on the Saints.
He was good on the Saints. I mean, he's been pretty good wherever he went. I did not know he was on the Cowboys. So they now have CeeDee Lamb. They have Brandon Cooks, who's solid, and they have hometown. Who's the other guy?
Gallup.
Michael Gallup.
Yeah. And now that they got rid of that punk Zeke, they're gonna be really good.
Yep. I won't drop another hot take. I'll let that one simmer. Connor, do you have a bonus question for Ben on where are they now?
Yes. What team are they on this year to impact our draft? Rob Gronkowski. What team are they on?
Dolphins.
He might be a part owner for the Dolphins.
He's on the Dude Perfect Arena team.
Okay. Do we think that we're gonna have another I'll circle back, Ben. Do you think that we're going to have another one of those in this draft? We had two last year. We had Rob Gronkowski. Will draft him fourth round. Ridiculous. And then Sean followed it up with Emmanuel Sanders. But at least that was like eighth or ninth round.
That is definitely the best thing about a live draft. Forget the camaraderie, the torchies. It is the fact that it doesn't say free agent, or it doesn't have like the team next to it.
Hurts when you're using last year's draft board for sure.
Yeah, that really does hurt. Do I think there'll be one of those again this year? I mean, are there any key unsigned, like someone who retired?
Odell, yeah.
Odell camp, like Odell's on the Ravens. Like, I don't think there's as many people.
We
like
mentioned
that.
Zeke. Zeke will be on a team, but I don't think that Leonard Fournette will be on a team.
Okay.
So I could see someone drafting him and then him just not being picked up.
And those are just names. Those are names you're used mm-hmm. to seeing on teams.
Right.
Like if, I don't know, Walsh or somebody else gets to like the eighth round. And
most
like,
definitely Walsh.
Oh my God.
If Walsh, like
playoff Lenny, next question.
Playoff Lenny. I want to see someone pick up Anquan Boldin. He was always a favorite.
That would be a fun side bet. Over under, like set the line at 1.5 players that are drafted that are not currently on a team.
It'd have to be a half. It couldn't
be
a whole player.
0.5. Yeah. Well, I mean, last year it was two. Just saying.
Yeah, so over it big time.
Yeah.
You were about to say something. You had a question for us.
I was going to say, do you guys know where Jalen Ramsey is now?
Yeah, I do. Do you, Connor?
Ben's up.
Ben's up, baby.
Sorry, that was easy. Guess you guys just
that defense is going to be pretty nasty. I don't think it'll be as good as the Jets defense. That's definitely like the division of death. The Dolphins, the Bills, the Jets and the Patriots are the worst team, and they'll probably still get 7 or 8 wins.
Dude, the AFC as a whole. How about the AFC West? They have the Chiefs, the Chargers. I don't think Vegas would be good, but then I kind of like, am I weird for thinking the Broncos might really
bounce back around? Broncos?
I think I'm on that. I'm on that this year.
Mike's on it. Marvin Mims.
Really? Oh, he picked him in Dynasty.
That was his guy. Can we segue real quick into Dynasty? Yeah. I know nobody cares, but we got a couple of league members.
I care. Yeah, go.
All right. Let's just run through the first round. And Connor, how about you give some grades after this first round, since you're like you're in the know of what's going on in this league without being in the league. Yeah, use the flashcards. All right. So Sean bought Johnny's team for an undisclosed amount, maybe just a pack of diapers, not sure. If that's the going rate, then I'm probably selling my team next year. and he had the 101. He goes Bijan Robinson. That was pretty easy. He pairs it with his Alvin Kamara and McCaffrey to go along with his two young quarterbacks, Burrow and Lawrence. And then we had a trade just before the draft. I had the 1.02. Ben hits me up. He had the 1.03. He wanted to pull off a little Texans deal. So he sent me his first next year and Jalen Waddle for the 1.02. Felt pretty good about that one. But I do miss out on having Anthony Richardson, who Ben takes, and he followed it up with Bryce Young. I think it was what you needed. You only had Matthew Stafford as a starting quarterback. Jameis will get his day in the sun for sure, but you got to fill out the roster.
It was desperation time. I miss Waddle already, but it was, I mean, that's what I needed to do.
Your team had Waddle, CeeDee Lamb, and Wilson. And now it's just Wilson, but it's not bad. It's just you had really good young wide receivers.
But I've got John Metchie, so. All good.
In fact, he beat cancer. He's going to beat the rest of the league.
Bro, he's going
to. At four was Ashley.
Oh, that sounds like I'll just say I want to grade that one. I feel like that sounds like a win-win because we all know that Tyreek has 1 or 2 years left before he goes full podcast. So
he's going full podcast.
I don't second over that team in 2 years. He already said publicly. So
Hill might even have a suspension coming this year.
What for?
We'll see how that goes. I just found it funny that he tried to get on somebody's boat, and when they told him not to, he said, "I can buy this boat. I can buy you." And then the cops came.
There's probably a lot of people in Miami that he like couldn't actually buy.
For sure, he might not even be top 10 of most wealthy guys. In Miami, so number four then went to Ashley, and I got a little nervous here because I had sent him a trade that added Ryan Tannehill, so I didn't think he exactly needed a quarterback. But with Jalen Hurts and Tua really is his question mark, he did go C.J. Stroud at the four spot. And that left Jahmyr Gibbs for me at the five. I had traded up and made some other moves, so I had had two picks. That's why it was easy to move one. And number six was Charlie. He goes Jordan Addison. That's the first wide receiver off the board in fantasy. That was like the second or third wide receiver off the board in actual NFL. Number seven, I think, was Zach Charbonnet, the new Seattle running back to pair. He's with Ken Walker in Seattle. And then Charlie was back up with Quentin Johnston, a big run after the catch. Some people complained he catches the ball with his chest. Bad sign. That offense should be pretty good. Kellen Moore, I think, is the OC. Number nine is where I traded back up into the first since JSN had fallen. I gave up a second that year, which was like the 202, and a second next year. So I grabbed JSN. So I felt like I came away with like two of the top three non-quarterback positions. And the last pick, I think, was Dalton Kincaid, but it might have been Devin Achane. I'll have to look that up, but it doesn't matter that much. So,
did you have the first nine memorized?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, nice. Yep. Good shit.
I was there for the live draft, so it was seared in my memory. Not a lot after that. Nothing really crazy in the draft afterwards, but I thought it was cool. I got to draft trade back in.
How does a live dynasty draft compare to a live redraft draft?
It wasn't as hype, I'll be honest.
Shorter.
Much shorter. And like you only have so much knowledge about a rookie. What we need to do is maybe next year do a dual Broflow and dynasty weekend at Danville. Since the Venn diagram overlaps, we just hang out for a weekend and there's a nice easy dynasty in the afternoon and the regular draft probably take up more of an evening event. I mean, I'm pushing for Danville next year. I don't know if it'll be open in time for a live draft, but I feel like that would be a pretty fun bros weekend.
Well, once Jay Warren sells his team to Kogo, then we'll be good.
Yeah. Get one more Broflow dynasty member in there.
Get that Venn diagram a little bit more overlapping.
That's all we're going to go on for dynasty. That's a little talk on let's lean right into the legalized gambling. I mean, that was pretty hype. The bill for North Carolina comes through. I think this time next year we'll be able to place legal sports bets. I think we'll be able to do it on our phone. I didn't dive into it too deep. The big thing for me is that the PNC Arena is going to have its own sports book.
Yep. Saw that.
The only real questions I had was like, if there's a game going on, can I still go to the sports book and like hang out in the lounge and watch some big screen TVs while NC State kicks UNC's ass in basketball or something, you know? Or during the football games, can I dip over to the PNC Arena, place a nice little wager that NC State's going to hold Carolina to under three field goals, you know, stuff like that.
That's a good question. I'm not like super well versed in actual physical sports books. And like if it is, let's say in your hypothetical, like if you're at a state basketball game, can you go bet on other stuff? I think so. I think if those are open, they're open for business. I mean, the more,
but bets, like, do you have to have a ticket to the sport event to go to the sports book, or will it be separate? I got to picture separate, right? Why would you cut yourself off at the leg to not have more people come in and pay you money?
I don't know. Either way, it's exciting. I mean, one of the things that I'm excited for is like I have like a bookie now that I bet through, and that's great. But you know, like FanDuel and all these other places do like the different boosts and the different same game parlays. And I think once it's legal, there's just more options out there. So that's one of the things I'm kind of excited for.
And you, like with your bookie, you probably have an amount that you guys cash out on, you know, instead of with here, once you're on your phone, it's just like, all right, I won, here's my $100 or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think about the betting, Connor? I know you're a big gambler.
I've actually never gambled on sports before, so I'll sit this one out.
Do you think that you will once it's legal?
I just know too much about sports. It doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Okay. All right. An honest approach, I see.
And if you get called up to the league, you don't want to be like one of the Indianapolis Colts.
they're suspended people for full seasons now. Years left of eligibility. You just never know, man.
There's
the
opportunities are increasing. You can't be too careful there.
Can't be too careful.
Absolutely
can't. Oh, Mr. Gannett, we were going to call you up to be our fullback, but we see that you had a parlay here on
Mr. Gannett, we're going to call you up to be our fullback, but we see you're 31 years old with four knee surgeries and you're old as shit, so never mind.
So it could be anything.
Could be anything. Could be the sports book. Could be
either one. Got to limit.
All right, let's get – let's start with some general NFL predictions. This is a little bit more on the spot. I don't know how much research either of you guys have done. Let's go ahead and just pick conference winners and our Super Bowl winner.
I like that. I was going to say, let's pick our AFC and NFC championships each.
Yeah.
And Super Bowl winner.
So the final four?
Final four.
And the champion?
Final four, final okay. two champion. And if we want to take a second, we can.
Yeah. I'll cut this down to shave off that little minute if you guys need an extra. Connor, you got your final four?
I thought we were doing final two.
No, final four.
Final four.
So the conference championships?
Yep. Yeah. And a Super Bowl winner.
Gotcha.
I think I got mine.
I got mine.
All right, let's go youngest to oldest. Who's youngest? I think me.
Okay.
All right. So NFC, I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers.
Hell yeah. That's a nice pick.
NFC side. Honorable mention, Panthers. They're going to be there. They're going to make the playoffs.
I mean, they could win the division. It's wide open.
On the AFC side, we're going Chiefs-Bengals. It's going to be them again. The Bengals are going to beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. The Cowboys are going to beat the Niners in the NFC Championship. And the Bengals are going to beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
I would be shocked for all of those things to happen.
What the fuck? Those are all good teams.
Well, maybe the matchups. I don't see the Cowboys going to the NFC Championship. But I definitely don't see them beating the Niners. Connor, why don't you go if you got your four?
AFC. Chiefs, yeah, we know that already. I'm going with my second team, jagging off.
Wow,
Chief I thought Jags. About that.
Great pick,
Chief Jags. Unfortunately, the Chiefs edge one out. I get the jagging off Jags.
All right, two dick jokes from Connor.
Two ejaculation jokes.
Yes, you got one left.
Chiefs, and then in the NFC, I don't want to stick with what Ben said, but actually give me the Eagles. I think the Eagles make their way back there. I think it's a repeat. Eagles, Niners. I think the Eagles are going to make it back to Super Bowl. Eagles, Chiefs. Hate to see it. It's going to be a repeat.
Who wins?
Yeah, who's your Super Bowl champ?
I think my guy, claiming this is my guy, Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Big Hurts fan, hoist that trophy.
Always was.
I'm a big Eagles guy. Actually, I like to talk about things. So I actually want to let everybody know that, like, this year, I'm choosing the Eagles as my team. So, I want to do that before anybody else does.
That
was our next segment.
That's why you get on the offseason pod. No one else has an opportunity to like solidify that.
Like, I've already got a jersey and everything. So, like, if anybody else does it now, it's just
be weird.
It's just be weird. It's just be a copycat.
All right. Well, that kind of puts me on the spot here because, you know, Niners guy. I'm kind of a Jalen Hurts guy. So let me start with the AFC. I'm going to go fins up. Dolphins versus the Bengals. I think the Bengals take it. And then the NFC is tough. Gotta go. Man, I'll go Eagles, and I'm going to get a little crazy and go Seahawks.
Okay.
That they make another step with Geno. maybe their defense isn't good enough, but you never know. Some crazy stuff can happen. And then I think that the Eagles are probably going to win the Super Bowl.
Where is Gina with the letter?
No, I think the Niners wrote back. I mean, they kind of kicked his ass.
Have you started writing back yet? Like, has he put it in the mail?
I think it's a new letter coming for sure.
Okay, so
I don't know if it's stamped.
He still has not wrote back.
So, Mark, do you have Eagles over who? Fins?
In the Super Bowl, yeah. Eagles over Fins.
Wow, all right.
So Fins over Bengals.
I've got Bengals over Cowboys. Connor, with a real chalky pick, has Eagles over Chiefs. And Marv's Eagles over Fins. All right, so we have two Eagles guys on the pod, but Connor did say it first. So
yep,
like that's fact.
Ben, are you going to pick a new fandom, or are you going to stick with your Panthers Ravens deal?
Yeah, but whatever. Thanks for calling my Panthers Ravens deal. But I'm going to stick to my Panthers Ravens deal. Exactly. Yeah. Lamar plus Bryce Young, apparently the smartest quarterback ever to grace the gridiron.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Today.
He's just been absolutely nuking the IQ questions out of the park, just demolishing them in ways that no one else has answered them. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, he's so he can comprehend coverages in like negative seconds. Like, I don't know.
Well, you tell him 2 + 2 and he's like 4.
Whoa, okay. It's like he didn't even take a second.
It's a big difference from that dumb CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
While we're on topics of teams and NFL predictions, and this probably will be bad radio because I'm sure any day now they'll announce it. It's looking like the New York Jets will be our Hard Knocks team this year.
Oh, I've heard murmurs.
How do we feel? If so, if they get changed to different teams, this is really bad radio. But Jets, how do we feel? What are we looking forward to?
Jets would be a good one. Great. I also think this might be the last year of Hard Knocks.
Really? What kind of
And I say that because in years past we've seen that Amazon Prime show. I know the Panthers were highlighted one year with Cam. A lot of the teams have their own social media / production teams, so you can get exactly what you want with all the for the team's benefit. It's like, I don't need to send it off to HBO to cut it up correctly. We'll do it here in house.
It's almost like how SportsCenter used to have highlights, but now they got to a point where they didn't need highlights because everyone has it on their phones. Mm-hmm. Sort of similar with the way that the teams can control that shit and put it out themselves.
Exactly. But I would be very cool to see, you know what? I'm gonna go back. I'm changing it. I'm taking the Jets. Fuck the Dolphins.
All right.
You know what? Keep the Dolphins in. God. All right, I'll leave it as is. I like the Jets, but that's, like I said, that's a really tough division.
Right.
There's going to be a wild card team and a division winner that are in the playoffs from that division.
We won't go on about every single team, but we've mentioned multiple AFC East teams multiple times. One of those teams has not been the Buffalo Bills, who have been as good as anybody else the past couple of years. Are we all down? I feel like the general sentiment is people are down on the Bills. Are we?
I think they're broken.
Okay.
What do you think, Connor?
Yeah. Connor knows too much would feel bad gambling if he knows so much. What do you think?
I think their spirits are crushed. I think there's only so many times that Stephon Diggs can stand on the sideline after the celebration and watch the celebration party. I think his hands on his hips are getting tired. I don't think he can do it again. No, I like Stephon Diggs, but yeah, I think they're never gonna usurp the Bengals or Chiefs.
I think I'm 100% with you. Like, when you're said to be right there and you kind of are for a few years in a row. And then you also look at this year and the AFC's only gotten better and your division's only gotten better, you know, so they'll make the playoffs. They'll be like the four seed.
They've always, like, it's not always, the last several years with the Josh Allen era, they've always been like, oh, they're a one piece away kind of team. Like, they need a second elite receiver, or they need a running back, or they need somebody to sit in the secondary. Like, but then you start putting those pieces together, it's like a whole puzzle instead of just like a piece. So, like, I think they've been overhyped.
Yep, I agree. So I think Jets, Fins, and Marv's going to probably change his mind a couple times.
Well, I was about to say, now that everybody's Jets. Fading the Bills, I think I'm going to get back in on
Eagles, Bills.
Yeah. What about our Panthers? Are we winning the division? Are we going to show some promise for the future? What's our expectations?
So, boots on the ground here. It's a wide open division.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of up to how good Bryce is. I think their defense is good, like, period. I think their defense is good and will be solid. I think you can stack some wins in the NFC South. I think all those things are working in their favor. Some of the less encouraging things are how short Bryce Young looks compared to his offensive linemen. And what if he gets popped once in week three and doesn't come back until week 11 and he's shook? That's so within the realm of possibility. So I feel like they have a high variance in terms of how good they could be. I could see them winning 10 games, winning the division. I think that could win the NFC South. I could see them winning four.
I think there's a sleeping giant in that division.
It's the Falcons.
Nope.
All right. I'm going to stop guessing. It's not the Bucs. It's the Saints.
It's the Saints. I think the Saints are good.
Do you think – are you a Derek Carr believer?
I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback.
A quarterback that can get the job done.
He can win games. The big game? No, but he can win games.
How much better is Derek Carr than Andy Dalton?
Better.
Better, yeah.
Okay. Because Dalton's the backup in Carolina and was the starter for New Orleans is why I would use that comp. I think it's a small upgrade. I'm with you. It's an open division. I'm not 100% sure on how good the Panthers defense is. I think it definitely depends on J.C. Horn. Really, well,
he hurt himself in OTAs.
He hurt the other leg. Yeah.
Sick.
And that J.C. Horn, if he's not good, that is just really frustrating because we could have had Fields or we could have had Surtain.
Right.
And, you know, if we go Fields, then we probably don't need to trade everything to get Bryce Young. But Fields is still, the story's not finished, but I don't know what his deal is really. He's fun for fantasy, but beyond that, nothing too crazy. So that's why I just put a lot on Horn. Like if he's good, our defense is probably good. If our defense is probably good, then we're in it to get 9 wins and win the division. Cause I do think Bryce Young can do it. Connor, do you want to drop the Devontae Smith stat? And we'll relate it to Bryce Young, or you want me to do it? You're the Eagles guy now.
Go. Forgot. Sorry about that. Devontae Smith. Actually, no, I don't want to drop the stat. That's a personal stat for the draft.
That's what the pod is all about. Sharing
that in confidence. Devontae
Smith. I guess
Smith,
anybody could go look it up.
Devontae Smith played the most snaps out of anybody in the NFL last year.
Really?
But had no targets at all. Like, no, he didn't get looked at all. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, he's like their third target catcher. But it's a good comp, I think, Devontae Smith for Bryce Young. They were both they were too small for the league, right?
Right.
And yeah. Devontae Smith shows he can play through a whole season. That gives me encouragement for a guy like Bryce Young that the size isn't going to impact it as much as we're waiting it to.
So, quick counterpoint just before we move on. People aren't trying to sack Devontae Smith.
Yeah, but 11 guys are trying to tackle him full speed, and he doesn't have 5 300-pound men defending him.
Good counter.
So counter to your counterpoint.
Yeah. All right, never mind. I got nothing else to say.
I should have let you handle that, Connor. I think I really want to be on the
Eagles. I also would not have expected that he was leading the leading snap taker or whatever.
Snap count, right.
So that's interesting.
All right, that was all fun. That was a good, solid off-season pod. Let's get to – this might get messy. Let's do our fantasy four.
We're a little rusty. It's been about a year since fantasy four. I think it might
it's
be
a
good
lost segment.
It might be good this season to take some recommendations because our brain power is dwindling. I'm excited for it.
Does anyone need a refill? Do we want to put a quick pause? Run downstairs. Grab. Are we good? We want to just run into it. How you feeling, Ben?
Let's run into it. I'm not chopping this thing up.
All right, so we're gonna do the fantasy four of things at Emer's upcoming wedding.
Upcoming wedding. Can we do that?
Things we're excited for sure. That works. Guess we're gonna get some basic picks in there. I'll try to write this out. Maybe Connor will break out the graphic again.
Oh, please, please. I'll keep the list. Think,
I think Connor should go first.
I think so.
Ben, do you want to go second or third?
I'll go second.
Okay. All right. Connor, are you good with going first? I figured that would be
I'm going first. Things I'm excited for Emer's wedding / things I highly expect to be at Emer's wedding. My number one, I just wrote bros. Like,
okay. I thought that would be the one.
Any bro that I've ever met in Raleigh, like any high school,
gonna be there.
Any middle school, maybe like surrounding areas, Derm, like definitely the 919, they're going to be there.
Yep.
A lot of daps.
Wow. Okay, hold on. That's two picks.
That's a separate. Come on. Definitely a separate pick.
Bros and daps don't go hand in hand.
That's no, literally bros are separate than the daps.
All right. It's back on the table. Take it if you want, but then take it. It's kind of a loser pick, but whatever.
I'm not taking it.
Pressure's on you, Ben.
1-2 is going to be oldies. Tunes, dancing in the moonlight, et al. That type of music, just generally speaking, is the number one thing that I'm looking forward
so
to.
So this is a sidebar comment, Ben, like band or no band?
So I've been thinking about that all day since we decided this is going to be the Fantasy Four. has to be a band. I could also see a DJ. I could also see Evan not giving a shit if there's a band and just being like, the DJs can play the songs.
If it's DJ, I'm thinking less oldies.
I'm thinking as many more. Oldies. Somehow the only DJ that plays more oldies than a band. Yeah. It's a good question, Connor. I would hope for a band as I would at any wedding, but DJ will always suffice.
Did you find a band for your mom's birthday?
We're postponing that till like next year because they said they didn't have enough time to plan.
Ah. So the 60th birthday will be at the 61st birthday?
No, my dad's idea was my mom's 60th birthday will be at his 60th birthday next June.
Nice. That's a good plan. Yeah.
This is best case scenario for her because, like, who actually keeps track of this at that age? Like, she can just claim it's a free year.
Right. She'll be 59 for a minute.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So things I'm excited for and – this is mostly just like putting it out in the atmosphere that I want one of these things at his wedding. And I'm going to go with the arcade Pop Shot. I'm excited to see the Pop Shot at Emer's wedding. I know that he's going to want some sort of little game. I'm hoping that Pop Shot's in there. Oh, Golden Tee. Whoa. All right.
I had that in arcade games in general, but like, I feel like you just get arcade games. So I'm cool with it. Pop a Shot and Golden Tee. It's going to be there for sure.
And I'm going to – what do I want for this next pick? I mean, I have one, but I feel like it's under bros. I can't – that was a pretty big umbrella that you got there.
If you want to get specific, I think I'll allow it. I mean
– because I was going to go Dream Team. I was excited to see Dream Team at – that's different.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll take Dream Team for things I'm excited to see at Emer's wedding.
All right, anything to expound on there?
Mike, you last, you'd be cool to dap up. That's who I want to dap up, the Dream Team, not the bros.
Yep. Okay. All right. It's Arcade Pop Shot and Dream Team. Good 3-4 there. So that's back to me. One of the things I'm really looking forward to about Emer's wedding is getting invited. And so like not to go all.
That's another put it in the atmosphere.
Yeah. not to manifest it, but looking forward to being invited to Emer's wedding. You know, he was invited to mine. It was a little far for him. So he didn't make
it. You think you can travel all the way to Raleigh?
Yeah. Classify was far for Evan.
Annapolis, Maryland.
He also didn't attend, apparently, the live Dynasty Draft, which was literally in the same
down the hole. Yeah.
That was too far, too. So you can think about how far Annapolis is on that scale.
Yeah, pretty far.
So that's what I'm really looking forward to most is getting invited.
That's a good one. I'm very curious.
After oldies, yeah, of course.
Very curious to see what those invites look like. I also don't think, like, he'll send official invites out. I think it'll just be like, hey, man,
You free this weekend?
And by the way, like, it's tomorrow.
You do anything?
Hey, man, you do anything tomorrow? Yeah, I'm getting married. You want to be my best man? It's tomorrow. All right, my turn. I went back and forth on what this would be, but I'm going to pick a specific item. Catered by Chargrill.
Oh, okay. That's a good.
I didn't know what was the best item, food item, but like I think about him and food, like he's getting catered by Chargrill and it's going to be free. Like he's not going to pay for it.
Yep.
He's going to get the hookup, catered by Chargrill. We're meeting Chargrill. Secret menu Chargrill for sure. This one kind of plays on top of Ben's oldies, but like choreographed dances, but the cool ones.
Okay.
Such a, can you expand?
So you know that we're going to have the electric slide like five times. We're going to have probably some crank that songs in there, like throwing back some old middle school jams.
Yep.
Yeah, just choreographed dances, but the cool ones.
I like that. Choreographed dances, the cool ones.
Cool dances.
Like there's none of that like hands on your knees. I hate that one. That was the worst. How low can you go? Oh, my knees are going to break. Better chill out.
That shit gets me every time. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Reverse.
You're up, Ben.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with my third pick with bowtie cummerbund combinations.
Nice.
I'd got to imagine Emers hitting up a place like Nowell's. Shout out, Barry Therrington. Yep. To get something fresh. I don't see Evan going black tie, like the actual black tie and cummerbund or bow tie and cummerbund. I see it being colorful. I see it being in your
body. I almost see a theme on your with the oldies. It's like a shag kind of theme that we got going here.
Yeah, I like
beach music.
Emer's like I feel like we don't give him enough credit for being a pretty good, well dressed guy.
Stylish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think this is, you know, if there's any time to really show out, it would be at your own wedding. So I'm going bow tie cummerbund combination.
So I put an asterisk on that, and I was going to say it's my next pick, but I wrote down no dress code or just not knowing what the dress code is, like not telling anybody.
And then there was, this is you can look forward to that while I look forward to mine, and we can. Those are both things to look forward to, right? Like either one would be great.
Like I plan on just like texting the morning of me, like, hey man, like. Do I need to get tux or like?
Or texting him, is this still on?
Or like gym
we're
shorts.
Still doing it.
Gym shorts, mid calves, and like a jersey. Like, just let me know.
All right. I've got two here. So I saw this at a recent wedding. I guess this is along the same lines of my Pop Shot manifest, but this couple had Mr. and Mrs. Wolf show up to the reception. So I'm looking forward to some mascots showing up, and it doesn't have to be the NC State ones, but I'm looking forward to some people dressed up in costumes.
What if you just have, you know, like those like ACC commercials where like all the mascots show up?
Yep.
That's kind of what I'm expecting.
That would be sick. And then I got to go. I think this is going to be... That's a nice, a cute picture. Ramses should come. He should invite Ramses and the Wolf and have them kind of duke it out. That'd be a fun little mid reception deal. All right, my last pick. This might be difficult. It's definitely unconventional, but I'm looking forward to the bench competition that occurs at Emer's wedding.
Yeah. I thought there'd be some kind of fitness event, like mid reception, like either that or like he plays Sharks and Minnows, and like we're all out there trying to be sharks, and he's like trying to race across the dance floor.
He's just got YMCA games as part of the reception. There's no DJ. It's just I'm going to be your camp counselor for a few hours.
It's like, what's the dance floor? That's not happening.
All right, that's my four.
That's your four. All right, I got one last pick. I'll probably say the after party. I'd imagine, Emer, you know,
nice.
As long as it's, you know, kosher, with his now at that time wife's family. I imagine Emer would have some host some kind of after party, you know, get a little bit more, you know, housey with the music, you know, have some, you know, light beers, some good energy flowing, maybe some Settlers of Catan in the side,
in the background,
you know, things we're used to, things we would, yep, we would see at Eddie Mills, things we would see behind Applebee's. So yeah, so generally speaking, after party.
Mm. Nice. Where does he have the after party at?
Some
Yonkers,
some Eddie Mills, if it's in Raleigh, or yep, like an Airbnb.
No, the reception is going to be at Eddie Mills. It's going to be in the pool house, he said.
Is the wedding, some of the weddings at Frankie's.
Yeah.
Oh, how weddings at Frankie's. All right, there's one more pick left.
Sorry for the spoilers.
That was going to go to my honorable mentions, but Marv's kind of took with arcade games. My last one, go way back, probably before I met Ben or Marv's. I'm going to say Saving a Dance for Patty.
Yeah.
Saving a Dance for Patty, man. She's a good lady, man.
The mom and son dance, that'll be a
mom
good one.
Mom and son dance, yeah. I'm excited to see they have some choreographed dance going together. Just like having Patty and Dwight there, like great people, you know? Like they're gonna light up the dance floor for sure.
I like it.
I love that. I think that's a great, great final pick. So we'll get the graphic up, but just to recap here on my little notepad, Connor's for is the bros / daps / kind of took all the picks with the first pick. second, catered by Chargrill. Third pick, choreographed dances, but only the cool ones.
Fourth, that'll play on the graphic.
I'm sorry. Fourth, Saving a Dance for Patty. I got oldies, getting invited, bowtie cummerbund combinations, and the after party. And Marbs, you had arcade Papa Shot, the Dream Team / Dabs,
nice,
mascots, potential fight, and bench competition. All
potential fights.
I think that's a great list.
Yeah, the only honorable mention I've got left is Nike midcalfs.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing those out there.
I was gonna say reuniting team headband, but I'm not sure. Ron, do you think Ron would get the invite? Or
I think he's got to. Team headband runs deep.
Now that he's like, do you think he would have gotten the invite if it hadn't been for team headband?
Maybe they knew each other. Evan's going to try to invite a lot of people, I assume.
Okay. All right. Well, then my honorable mention would be getting THB back together.
Is anybody notable that we know just like not make the list? The invite list? Like, should we just be aware of that?
I'll be sensitive to him.
Yeah.
I don't think Big Ange is going to get the invite to this one.
Me neither.
Yeah. The X's aren't making it. That was where I was going with that.
I should have put the X's on my four. That would have been a good one. Looking forward to see.
Recently, I reached out to a potential prospect on LinkedIn, and I saw that she was connected with Ange, and she'd even written her recommendation, and I led with that. I didn't hear anything back. I usually don't hear anything back from most prospects, but I was like, maybe Ange.
You had an in.
I didn't.
No, probably worse than in most cases.
I think so.
Well, we just named 12 things, and like I think there's like a high chance all 12 happen. Like,
I like that. Yeah. I think
yeah,
choreographed dances, getting invited, bench competition, bros, those are all guarantees.
I could just see Evan just spend 30 minutes on Golden Tee in the corner. Like,
yeah. We're all be like, dude, be he, like, dude, he, you have he, to shake hands.
he's just on after they do their first dance, like the couples go each table to table greeting everybody. Like, yep. I think he just has her do that. Yes. He just plays Golden Tee the whole time.
100% see that.
For sure.
All right. I think that's we got any parting thoughts?
We're under a month until the pick of picks.
Oh, should we recap the order? In case people needed the audio version. Dang, I closed out of that screenshot. But I know the top three is Johnny has the first pick. And then Connor at two. And then I'm the third one. And what did we say? Ben, you were the fifth, and Rob was the fourth?
Yeah, I was fifth.
And the rest won't matter.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've got it here. Trey has the fourth pick. Rob has the 6th pick. Bradford has the 7th. Sean, the 8th. Will, the 9th. Evan, the 10th. Mike, the 11th. And Ian did not do it, so he has the 12th. 12 of 12. He'll take whatever's left.
All right. And once
and we'll have those in August 1st. Johnny's got to have his pick. Is that right, Connor? You know best.
August 3rd.
August 3rd. Okay.
Hey, speaking of right at the beginning of August, I just got summoned for jury duty today, August 1st. You guys, has that ever happened to you guys?
I've never been summoned.
All right.
Is that in Charlotte or in Raleigh?
In Charlotte.
Yeah.
Looking for a way to circumnavigate.
I'll check my mail, so.
You should probably check your mail.
Ben, you should just tell him, well, if he was arrested, then he's guilty, right?
Well, I'm like, I thought there was like some ways you could be like, I'm racist. But like, I went online today to do the little questionnaire, and I was just like, it was just like, are you disabled? I was like, nope. And then they're like, all right, you're in.
You're good.
They almost trick you. They're like, here's your questionnaire. And I was like, oh, this is the only one questionnaire I've ever fucking taken. So
it didn't ask you if you're a racist, huh?
No. I just apparently that's just a whole folklore.
But, so next podcast will be probably post pick of picks and post lemonade stand.
And post jury duty. Yeah.
And post jury duty. A lot of things to review on the pod. I don't know. You probably can't speak to jury duty other than maybe your tactics to get out of it. But
no, I'll tell them that I plan to recap my jury duty on a popular podcast.
Yeah, a popular podcast.
Ask them if you
define popular.
Ask them if you can stream on your live podcast.
Whip out your phone.
Like, no, dude, stop being on Zoom by yourself and record.
I'm actually live on Zoom right now. Oh, here we go.
Ben, you've got to wear the hat from. I think you should leave.
Fuck.
We're trying to make it look real. We missed a good honorable mention. Like, how many times does Evan go live on Instagram during his wedding?
That is a good honorable mention.
He goes live. He 100% goes live. I've said twice. How many
from
viewers,
the stand?
How many viewers is he average?
Oh yeah, will Evan just have like a sports book of like prop bets for his wedding?
Maybe.
Well, the boys are just like
legal in North Carolina.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, gentlemen. Well, I think we should wrap. That's probably about an hour solid. Once we cut that 1 minute where we were thinking about our Super Bowl picks, it'd be about 59 minutes. And hope everyone has a great summer.
Yeah, boys. All right. Good chat.
All right. Talk to you gentlemen later.